We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Ches. V'alkein, Achar Kriyas Yamsuf, Chuter Chometz. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand why, after the Red Sea was split, which means on the seventh day of Pesach, after that, we are allowed to eat Chometz. Rav Nilson Zal had touched on the topic of chametz and matzah before, but he's going to explain it much more clearly now. Ki ikar isur chametz hu shaloi lahachmetz hamoyach b'chakiro yiseilu shesharoshom misoid hanakuda hanal. Because the main concept of Jews avoiding chametz is tied into a Jew avoiding getting involved in philosophical questions, like the ones we mentioned before, certain questions about Hashem, which are based on the Nekuda that we spoke about earlier, the Nekuda of Chatzos, that split second of midnight, the Nekuda that differentiates between Jew and Lahavdil non-Jew, between night and day, darkness and light. Bechinas Mashehu, this is that concept of the Mashehu, that drop that this differentiates between Chometz and Matzah. We said that both of them share the same letters, the Mem and the Tzadik, and Matzah has the Hey, Chometz has the Ches, which is a tiny droplet more of ink that connects the leg of the Hey to the top. Shemishom mishtalshelem kol hachakirois vahakushios. It's that Mashehu, that tiny droplet, that's the source of all of these paradoxes and questions about Hashem that we can't delve into now. Ube Pesach, and regarding the holiday of Pesach, Shehu Tchilas Hiskarvus Yisroel Avim Shebashamayim, which is the beginning of the Jewish nation as a nation starting to come close to Hashem, Sheoz Nivcharu Yisroel Menashivim Amim, that's when Hashem chose the Jewish people from among the 70 nations, liritzoinoi, that we are the ones that he wants, liritzoinoi ushmoi yisborach, we are the ones that are the chosen nation of Hashem to be connected to him, to his name. Because of the fact that that's when we're first starting out on Pesach, alkein yefsher li zoher mechimutz hamoyach bozer, that's why it would be impossible for us to avoid the danger of delving into the wrong kind of questions and the wrong areas without simply calling it off limits, putting a fence around it, saying that we don't eat chametz at all, even the tiniest drop, during this first holiday, during Pesach. Shehu soid eitz hadas toivora. This concept of chametz is associated with the secret of the eitz hadas, which was also something good and bad. We're going to see that chametz is something that's good and bad. There are times like Shavuos, we're going to see, when the main korban of the holiday of Shavuos has to be chametz, the shtei alechem was chametz, or a korban toida that combines chametz and matzah. And on the other hand, there are certain times when chametz is dangerous. It's off limits, like the holiday of Pesach. Shetzrichim ato lihishomer mimenu moed. So that now, on the holiday of Pesach, when we're first starting out with our connection to Hashem as a people, we have to avoid chametz tremendously. Al yedei kedusha sachilas matzah, by sticking to only eating matzah, the holiness of matzah, shehi asvosa, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as a medication, a cure. V'nizhorin mechometz b'mashehu, and we avoid chometz, even the tiniest droplet. That's throughout the 7 days of Pesach. Avol achar kriyas yamsuf, but after the Red Sea was split on the seventh day, she'oz hoyo gemar geulas Mitzrayim, that's what really completed the process of taking us out of Egypt. Ve'oz hoye be'emes rash godoy lamalo, and that's when there was actually a major confusion and a major turmoil up in heaven, al yidei kushya zois, based on this question. Which question? The question, ma nishtana, what is the Jew different than the goy? K'mayshom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Zohar HaKadosh points out in Parshas Truma, page 170, al posuk v'loy korav ze el ze kol halayla, when the Torah mentions the fact that the Egyptians were not able to come close to the Jewish people throughout that entire night that preceded Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem made it that they weren't able to get too close to us. And the Zohar HaKadosh points out, Shehoye Koshel Afonov Yisborach Kriyas Yamsuf, the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf was difficult for Hashem, Machmas Goydel HaKitrug, because of a major complaint, the major prosecution that took place in heaven, whereby the angels who were against the Jewish people said, Ma Nishtanu Elu Me'elu, how are these different than those? How are the Jews different than the Egyptians? The Egyptians are idol worshippers. The Jews also worshipped idols. Halolu Avdavidazorah, Halolu Avdavidazorah. K'mayshom Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, and the Medrash, and the Zohar HaKadosh, Avol, however, despite the complaints, and despite the prosecution, Hashem Yisporach, Berachamov, Himtik, Hadin, V'Hakitrug, Hashem, with his great kindness, eliminated and sweetened the judgment and the prosecutions against us, V'Heir, Soid, Hanakuda, Hanal, and Hashem turned on the secret of that droplet that differentiates between chametz and matzah, between Jew and lahavdol non-Jew, shehi soid havdolo sheben Yisroel o'amim, shezeh b'chinas mashikoso b'zoyer HaKadosh, and this is also related to what the Zoyer HaKadosh says on the pasuk ma titzak elai. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, why are the Jews crying out to me? So the Zohar HaKadosh says that word Eli ba'atiko talya milsa. The Zohar HaKadosh says Hashem was hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu that you should know that the miracle that has to take place now, the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, is dependent on me, Hashem. Hashem was implying, and which me? The top level of me, the top level of Hashem, that's referred to as atiko, the crown, the highest possible level of Hashem's kindness, that's what was needed to be able to bring about the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Atiko ze bechinas pidyon vahamtoka hanal. Atiko, the term Atiko that's used throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, throughout all the Sifrei Kabbalah, which refers to one of the highest levels of kindness of Hashem, Rav Nosson Zal says Atika is also connected to the pidyon that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in chapter 215 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, that special pidyon that's so powerful that it can knock out all 24 courts. It can eliminate a judgment across the board, the full spectrum of din. Bechinas Raiva Deraivin, which is also the concept of Shabbos Mincha time, when we say that at that time there shines the light of Raiva Deraivin, which means Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois, which is another term that's used to refer to this highest level of kindness on the part of Hashem, when Hashem is shining the maximum goodwill towards Klal Yisrael, Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois, the will of wills, the highest level of Hashem's willingness to allow himself to be appeased is at the top of the top. Vaideze nikru hamayim. And it's by Hashem activating this atika, this pidyon hakoylel, this raiva deraivin, that's what brought about the miracle of the splitting of the Red Sea, allowing the Jews to pass through and not allowing the Egyptians to get through. V'nigmar ge'uloson shel Yisrael. And with the splitting of the Red Sea, it's at that point that the redemption of the Jewish people from Egypt was completed, was finalized. V'alkein achar kach hutra chometz. And it's for that reason that once that was accomplished and the sitra achra was put to bed completely, for that time, Mitzrayim was taken care of, was totaled, that's when chometz became permissible. Ki kvar nimtak ha-chometz al yidei he'oras ha-hamtok hanal. Because by Hashem turning on that great light of Atika, of Riva Derivan, of the Pidyon HaKoilel, to finish off the Egyptians, that also sweetened any of the din in Chometz. Ve'ein lo yoid koyach lahachmit samoyach. And the Chometz no longer has the ability to affect us in a negative way, to mess up our brains, to draw us into thinking about things we shouldn't be thinking about, questioning Hashem in ways that we shouldn't be questioning Hashem. Me'achar shekvar bitel Hashem yisborach bi'atzmoy ha-kitrug hanal. Once Hashem himself already eliminated the prosecutions against us, the judgments against us, by Hashem turning on this atika, this pidyon ha-koilel. V'ra'u kulam es hayod hagdoila, and the entire Jewish people, it says, saw the great hand of Hashem, v'ya'aminu b'Hashem uv'moish avdoi, and they were zecher to get to a level of solid faith in Hashem and in the tzaddik. Ki bevadai tzaddik Hashem, because they all came to the realization that Hashem is definitely right. Hashem knows what he's doing, and Hashem is right in choosing us from among all the other nations. V'onu b'nei b'chirov, and we are the chosen people of Hashem. V'chol horoitze lehiskarev l'kedushos yisborach, tzorich lovo yelov l'moshe uli Yisrael. And anyone who wants to really come close to Hashem can only do it by coming close to Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people. Shema lehakoil mishmat lerotzoin. Moshe Rabbeinu, who has the ability to elevate everyone and anyone from the level of shmad, total separation from Hashem, to the level of rotzoin, which is the closest connection to Hashem. Ad yukuyam, until eventually they will be fulfilled, the pasuk, oz ki oz ehefoichel kol ho'amim sofa brura, Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. Hashem says there's going to come a time when I'm going to change the languages of all the nations. Everyone's going to be speaking the same language. Which language? The language of Shem Hashem. The language of faith and glorifying Hashem. Ula avdoi shchem echod. And everyone will serve Hashem with unity, in a united position. B'mehera b'yomeinu amen. We hope that this will happen shortly in our time. Ken yehi rotzon, may it be the will of Hashem. So again, on Shvi Shel Pesach, by Kriyas Yamsuf, that's when Hashem turned on that highest light. That light blew away the klipos, the sitrachra, to such a level that Klal Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael, came to total faith in Hashem and in the tzaddik. And that's why, from that point on, chametz is permissible. Chametz is no longer a dangerous item. This chametz, which is associated with chimut samoyach, which is associated with a person's brain delving into questioning Hashem, questioning the Jewish people, questioning the tzaddik in a wrong kind of way, the great light that was given out on Shvi Shel Pesach destroyed the tumah, the sitrachra, to such an extent that from this point on, chametz is okay. Chametz will not do any harm. Eating chametz will not do any harm. On the contrary, we're going to see shortly that not only doesn't it do any harm, but chametz can actually help complete the kedusha. Just like converts joining Klal Yisrael, just like taking part of the weekdays and increasing the size of Shabbos, you know, as we've mentioned in the past. Paragraph Tess. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to one of the items that was mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran, where Rav Nosson speaks about pidyon, and he speaks about that there's a pidyon that can affect one court or two courts, and then there's a pidyon that's so powerful that it can clean up any problem in all 24 courts. And Rav Nosson Zal says over there that chatzois, midnight, is a time like Shabbos Mincha, something like that, where it is so high a level of holiness and kindness of Hashem that it also it serves like a pidyon hakoyle, like a pidyon for all 24 courts, whereby a Jew who wakes up at midnight, who performs this avodah of breaking the night, breaking the thickness of sleep, of darkness, and getting up at that time, and using that time for tefillah, for Torah, that serves also as this pidyon hakoyle. So now Rav Nosson Zal ties it into a pasuk for us, paragraph tes, v'sehu, and this is what Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, chatzois laila okum lohoidois loch al mishpatei tzidkecha. At midnight, I get up to praise you over your righteous judgments. Rav Nosson Zal says, lohoidois loch al mishpatei tzidkecha ze bechinas birchas ha-toyra. These words that Dovra Melech uses to praise Hashem for his righteous judgments, that's another way of saying to bless Hashem for the Torah. The Birchas HaTorah. That's what we're doing in Birchas HaTorah. We're blessing Hashem and praising Hashem for giving us his righteous judgments. Shem Avorchin Umoidim Lishmoyes Borach. We bless and praise Hashem. Asher bochar bonu mikol huamim, for having chosen us from among all the nations, v'nosan lanu es toirosoi, and giving us his Torah, shehein mishpatei tzidkoi, which is the mishpat tzedek of Hashem. That's Hashem's righteous judgment. There are many psukim which refer to the Torah as mishpat. Mishpatei Hashem emes tzodku yachtov, many psukim. V'zehu b'chinas chatzois lailo okom lohoides loch. And this is why Dovra HaMelech says, at midnight, I get up to do this. Because if you recall, we learned before that the process of the blessings of Hashem, the Birchas HaShachar, actually begins from midnight. And according to the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah and many Sifrei Halacha, a Jew who gets up at midnight, at that time, he already says the Birchas HaShachar. Before he can learn Torah, before he can pray, he says Birchas HaShachar, just like other people do in the morning. Because again, the morning begins from midnight. The morning, which is daylight, which is chesed, actually begins from midnight. Ki kimas chatzois u'birchas haTorah hein b'china achas. Because getting up at midnight and blessing Hashem for the Torah are one concept. Because by getting up at midnight, or by saying the blessings of the Torah, we're turning on that holiness inside of us that distinguishes us from the other nations, that makes us, that sets us apart from the other nations. The other nations are darkness. They're and we are light. The other nations do rejected the Torah. We accept the Torah. It's the same concept. Shehu bechinas Moshe. That's the concept of the Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Moshe Rabbeinu that's inside every one of us, like we learned earlier. Shayidei zeh hu nivdal mikol huamim. This is what sets us apart from all the other nations. Umin hora shelohem. And from their evil. Va'oila v'nichlal begdushas Yisrael. And this is what allows us to be elevated and plug into the holiness of the Jewish people. Shehu bechinas rotzoin, which is rotzoin. Rotzoin means we are the ones who are wanted by Hashem, kaviyochel. V'alkein nismechu ze lo ze. And that's why the pasuk puts both of these things together. Chatzois, midnight, the getting up at midnight, and praising Hashem for the Torah. Because the concept of getting up at midnight, which is when the midas hadin turns to midas hachesed. The first part of the night is darkness, midas hadin. At midnight, there's a major change that takes place. That's when this light of Moshe Rabbeinu gets turned on. That's when this highest level of chesed gets turned on to make the switch, to be mamtik v'din, to go from din into chesed. And again, just like we said, that's when Hashem chose us, that's when Hashem finalized the final plague against the Egyptians. Kachatzois Laila is when he destroyed the Egyptian firstborn and saved the Jewish firstborn. So that's when he differentiated between us and the other nations. That's at Chatzois. And that's what the Torah is all about. That's what our blessing on the Torah is all about. Because again, other nations also have Torah. They also have knowledge. They have biology and chemistry. But we want to make it clear that what we have is something totally different. Asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amim. Hashem has chosen us from among all the other nations. We are different. V'nosan lanu es Torah soy. And Hashem has given us His Torah, His knowledge, which is something totally, totally different from their chachmas, from the chachmas chitzonius, etc. Paragraph Yud. V'chol zeh hu b'chinas Pesach. And all of this is tied into the holiday of Pesach. Isur chametz u'mitzvah sachilas matzah. Regarding the fact that on Pesach, chametz is off limits, we're not allowed to eat chametz, and we do eat matzah. Kemavor leil, al maimar rabbi seinu zal, as we started discussing earlier regarding the Gemara that says, ein bein chametz lematzah elamashehu, that the difference between chametz and matzah is a tiny droplet. Shehamashehu hu bechinas hanekudo hagdoisha. That droplet is the drop that differentiates between shmad and rotzoin. Bechinas Moshe, that's the Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the difference between Shmad. Shmad is 344, Rotzayin is 346. We're dealing with big numbers, we're in the hundreds. And there's one more, when you go one level above Shmad, you add one to Shmad, it becomes Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we said, is that bridge that takes a person from the bottom of the bottom to the top of the top, to Rotzayin. And the difference is a droplet. It's a tiny little drop. We said before that Dovid HaMelech said that it was a hairline between me and death. As we said that the Sitra Achra and the Kiddusha, sometimes the difference between them is a drop. Like the Baal Shem Tov had said, Visartem, you'll turn away from Hashem, how much? A drop. The tiniest turn away from Hashem, Vavadetem Elokim Acherim. You're going into idol worship. And I'm showing it to you in the numbers. The closest connection to Hashem is Ratzayin, is 346. Rejecting Hashem totally, totally, totally is 344. How different are those numbers? It's a little bit. And again, you have Moshe in the middle who's got 1 foot over here and 1 foot over there. He's got 1 foot in Shmad, because he's the one who's going into the Sitra, rescuing people, the Avoida the Tzaddik, which is to be Magayar Gerim, to convert converts, and elevating us to the top of the top, to the highest possible place, which is Rotzayin. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start really explaining and clarifying the holiday of Pesach. Kimuva bekol hasforim, because it's brought in all the Sifrei Chassidus, Shechometz bePesach hu bechinas avoydezora kelacher kfiris, that chometz during the holiday of Pesach is like an idol. It's like kfira, denial of Hashem. That's how bad chometz is on Pesach. Shezeo bechinas shmad. Another word for that would be shmad. Shmad is denial and rejection of Hashem. That's what chometz is on Pesach. Bechinas zuamas v'tumas Mitzrayim. That's the filth and the impurity of Egypt. Shehein bechinas klal hashivim oivdei kechovim. Egypt is representative and symbolic of all 70 nations. Because we mentioned that all exiles are called Mitzrayim. All the different exiles are given a nickname Mitzrayim because the word Mitzar means to constrict, to oppress. And again, all the different exiles are about oppressing the Jewish people, of which Mitzrayim is the umbrella, in a sense. V'Yisroel nivcharu oz mehem liam segula. And on Pesach is when Hashem chose us from among the Egyptians. He plucked us out of Egypt, la'am segula, to be His chosen people. And again, the word segula means something that we don't necessarily understand. We can't rationalize it, we can't explain it, and yet we know it to be a fact. That's called a segula. V'nichlalu b'shmo yisborach, and the Jewish people plugged in completely, became part of Hashem's name. Shehu b'chinas rotzayin, which is rotzayin, as we mentioned earlier, that the word shemoi, shemoi is bigematria rotzayin. When we say Hashem echod u'shemoi echod, we mentioned this towards the beginning of the halacha, that shemoi is rotzayin. So again, on the holiday of Pesach, Hashem took us out of Egypt, and he lifted us up to this highest place of being part of his name, being called by the name of Hashem, having the name of Hashem upon us. Shehu b'chinas matzah. This is the concept of matzah. V'alkein b'pesach b'tchilas hiskarvus Yisrael avim shebashamayim osur hechometz b'isur chomor moed b'bal yirot b'bal yimotzim. And it's for this reason that when we're first starting out to come close to Hashem as a nation, at that point, at the beginning of our relationship with Hashem, chametz is totally forbidden. Keep back 2,000 feet. Not allowed to see it, not allowed to have it in your possession. Ula'achar kriyas yamsuf, hutra chametz. And after the seventh day of Pesach, when the Red Sea was split, from that point on, chametz becomes permissible. Ubishavuos, and on the 50th day on Shavuos, Zman Matan Torasenu, when we receive the Torah, Mevi'in Chometz Daika LeKorban. We bring the Chometz into the Beis HaMikdash as a very important sacrifice. B'shtei Alechem, the special two loaves. Ki Iker Hageula Mimitzrayim Umikol Hagolios. Because the main concept of the Jewish people being taken out of Egypt and taken out of all exiles, v'chol hiskarvus Yisrael Hashem Yisborach, and the whole process of the Jewish people coming close to Hashem, hu al yedei b'chinas pidyoinos, is accomplished through the process called pidyoin. Pidyoin means redemption, to be redeemed, to be taken out of something bad, and to enter into something good. Shehu bechinas hamtokas hadinim. Another term for pidyon is sweetening of the din, removal, replacing din with chesed. Shaydeze podo oisonu mimitzrayim. That's what allowed Hashem to redeem us from Egypt. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, chapter 13, v'hapoidcho mibeis avodim. Hashem who redeemed you from the house of slaves. So we see that that's the term that's used, pidyon. That Yetzias Mitzrayim, going out of Golus, is a pidyon. Just like when a person goes to a tzaddik, a person suffering from a major sickness or a major financial crisis or any other major problem, and they give the tzaddik money for a pidyon. What is pidyon? Take me out of my suffering, take me out of my problem into bliss, into a state of happiness, goodness. And so too, through this process of Hamtoka Sadinim and Pidyoin, that's how Hashem takes us out of any current suffering or pain that we're going through. As we say every day in the morning, in Shachris, before Shmon Esrei, Poideinu u'matzileinu me'oilam hu shemecha. Hashem, you were always known to us as our Redeemer, our Savior. You are Poideinu. You are the one who is poideh us all the time from our problems. V'ono mekavim, and we hope, sheyigal v'yiftoi sonu migolus hamar hazeh, that Hashem will take us out and redeem us from this bitter exile that we're going through now, Geula Shlema, a final and total redemption, Leman Shemoi, for the sake of his honor, Kemoi Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 130, Vehu Yifte Es Yisrael, that Hashem will redeem the Jewish people eventually. Umevi Goye Levnei Veneim, Leman Shemoi. And again, it says Hashem will bring us the Moshiach, the Redeemer, for his grandchildren, Leman Shemoi, for the sake of his name. It's always Leman Shemoi. The Iker, Hu HaPidyon, Hu Elyon HaKoilel. And the main pidyon is that super pidyon that we spoke about, the ultimate pidyon, which is the one that can take care of dinim in all 24 courts. Shehu al yidei bechinas histalkus Moshe, which one of the things that activated that pinyan is the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the term that we use is histalkus, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. Moshe, which is 345, when Moshe goes up, it becomes 346, which is Ratzon, which is Pidyon HaKoyel, which is that top Pidyon. Al Yidei Bechinas Eis Ratzon. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, during that Eis Ratzon, Shabbos Mincha time, which is the Eis Ratzon, Bechinas Raiva Derivin, Shaydei Zeh Mizbatlin Vinimtokim Kol Hadinim. This is one of the major things that helps to nullify and sweeten all din, all of Midas Hadin. Aval Iker Zois HaMtoko Vezeh HaPidyon B'Tachles HaShleimus. However, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the real completion and perfection of this pidyon, of this super pidyon, of this super hamtoka sadinim, yihye rak bebias Moshiach, will only take place when Moshiach comes. Shehu Moshe, Moshiach, who is also referred to as Moshe Rabbeinu, shenem arboi, about whom the pasuk says in the Navi, v'ad atik yoimin moto, that he will come, he will arrive at the time of Atik Yoimin, Levushe Kitlag Chivar, and his garment will be white like the whiteness of snow. Meaning again, white always represents Chesed. Midas Hadin is red. And Moshiach will be, Bechinas Atik Yoimin, will be this super pure whiteness. Sheshom hu Bechinas Raiva Deraivin Kiyodua. That's referring to that level called Raiva Deraivin, as is known. Ubishvil ze mien Moshe bishlichusei harbe. This will explain why Moshe Rabbeinu kept refusing to accept the mission of taking the Jews out of Egypt. He kept arguing and trying to get out of it. Va'omar, and he said to Hashem, shlachno biatishloch. Send the one who you're going to send. Send somebody else. Don't send me. Ki yodei ani she'eini goyalom lo'osit, k'mo shepirush Rashi. Because as Rashi points out, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I know that I am not going to redeem them in the future. What did he mean by that? V'hu midivrei Rabbi Seinuzal. This is based on what's found in the Sefer Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, chapter 40. Ki yoda she'ein b'koychoi ligmor ha'pidyon hazeh b'shleimus gomor. What Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to was, he was telling Hashem, I know that if I accept this job right now, I am not going to complete the mission. I'm not going to finish the job of what you really want to see completed. Kiim la'achar histalkusoi. That's only going to happen after I pass away. Sheyistalik l'sham. When Moshe Rabbeinu will pass away into that ballpark, into that area called Raiva Deraivin, which is Pidyon HaKoylel, which is the top Hamtoka Sadinim. And because I'm not going to complete the job, because of the fact that taking the Jews out of Egypt is not going to be finishing the job, therefore I know the Jews are going to still have to go through many exiles and a tremendous amount of suffering after that. Mitoikef hadinim, as a result of this severe midas hadin, alidei hakfirois vavoidezora, which is the result of their lack of pure, perfect faith in Hashem, as a result of denial of Hashem and idol worship and everything. Kilo yotzu adayin legamri mibchina shmad lerotzoin. Because even if I come now and I take them out, they're not going to be leaving Shmad into Ratzon completely. So this is why Moshe Rabbeinu kept trying to get out of it. He kept trying to force Hashem into sending the final Moshiach, into finishing the job once and for all, putting a permanent end to Jewish suffering. Aval Hashem Yisporach hichrichoi leilech. However, Hashem forced Moshe Rabbeinu to accept the job, to go on the mission. V'hiftichoi, and Hashem promised him, she'af al pikein, even though it's not going to be a final blow to the Sitra Achra, even though the Jews are still going to go through many exiles after coming out of this one, still, Yigales Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu will, yes, redeem the Jewish people, v'yizku l'kabeles ha-Torah b'shavuos, and they will be zeichet to receive the Torah on Shavuos, k'moy shekosuv, as Hashem promised him, b'hoitziach esom Mitzrayim, when you take the Jews out of Egypt, tavdun esolikim borazeh, they will serve Hashem on this mountain with matan Torah, Hainu shehevtichoi shekabeles ha-Torah b'shavuos. Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jews would receive the Torah on Shavuos. Ve'oz yizku leheoras harotzoim. And that's when the Jewish people will achieve the top level of heoras harotzoim. K'moy shomer Rabbi Senezal, as it says in the Mechilta, that b'shavuos nidmalahem kizokein mole rachmim. That on the holiday of Shavuos, Hashem appeared to the Jewish people like an old man with a long white beard, like an old man full of kindness. That represents this top level of chesed, of rotzon. Shehu b'chinas eis rotzon anal. That's this eis rotzon. Shehu b'chinas shloisha osar tikune dikna, which is synonymous with the 13 tikunim of the beard. Kemuva be'idra rabba, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Idra rabba, ubekavonoi sheb, and in the writings of the Arizal, shebeshavuos oilin l'sham, that on the holiday of Shavuos, that's when we go up to the top floor, to that atiko, to riva deriven, to the 13 tikkunim of the beard. Ki ikar hiskarvus Yisroel Hashem Yisbora choye b'shas matan Torah, because the ultimate, the top closeness of the Jewish people to Hashem was at the time of matan Torah. She'oz niskarvu kegeirim shemizgairim. That's when we had our relationship to Hashem became like a convert who converts, who goes from darkness into light, from tumen to tara. Kama shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh points out over there, shenizgairu kegerim al yidei ha'azo utvila, that the Jewish people became like they were accepting the religion anew on themselves by dipping in the water, by dipping in the mikvah, and having the ashes sprinkled on them, the ashes of the paraduma. Ve'ikar hiskarvus hagerim, and Rabbi Nazal shows us in Likutei Moran, how do Geirim come about? Through that Pidyon HaKoylel. When you have one of the most powerful, highest level tefillah that taps into that Pidyon HaKoylel, that's what brings about this dramatic change going from non-Jew to Jew. That's what makes this transfer from the bottom, from Shmad, to the top, to Ratzon, al yedei Moshe, through Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Tzaddik, she'al yodoi nizgairu v'kiblu atoira. And it's through Moshe Rabbeinu that we converted and we received the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu completed the conversion process for us, you know, to cleanse us totally from all the 49 levels of Tumah and to bring us up to the 49th level of holiness. V'kiblu es ha-Torah, and to receive the Torah.